Heart. I'm Amy Wood, and I'm here with Dean Heibel, and he is, of course, with the Upstate 10 at the Top organization that is trying to help us create a vision for the future of the Upstate. It's a 10-county region where you guys are focusing on the future, and you've shown the numbers today in this special summit meeting about 250,000 some odd people moving into the Upstate over the next 30 years and how we control that growth and make it its fullest potential of a positive experience for all of us. Talk a little bit about where you're heading with this and how people can get involved if they didn't get to come to this today, for example.
Well, absolutely. We're hosting a number of community forums across the region in the months of October and November because, you know, we've had so far over 7,000 people have been part of our process, but there are 1.35 million people in the Upstate. So we know that there are a lot of people who care about the future of our region, care about how we're growing. We're adding 250,000 people. That's actually good. I mean, vibrancy is important to your community, but you want to make sure that you, when you're having that growth, that you're growing in a way that enhances the quality of life for the people that live here, you know, so that we don't see some of the negatives that happen in some places that haven't planned for their future. So we're going to be hosting community forums because what we unveiled today was a draft version of the regional vision. And we want additional input and engagement in the community forums. And then from that, we will take that information and the concerns and the thoughts of the people of the Upstate and turn that into a regional vision that we will unveil next spring. And from that, then hopefully we will start moving forward as a region on addressing some of the issues that cross city and county boundaries that we can work on collectively to make the future a bright one for the entire Upstate.
And we're talking about things like you threw up a slide of Woodruff Road and said, you know, what do we want for the future to avoid Woodruff Roads all over the place? Or what do we want to think about when it comes to water or infrastructure, the roads and the bridges and things around our area to get us where we need to go? Transportation systems, air quality. I mean, the list goes on and on. There are a lot of things that you, the person listening to this, may be concerned about that you guys need to know about, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, Woodruff Road is an interesting case because some people will say that it is the worst example of the Upstate. And others will say, well, it has vibrancy because it has restaurants and it has things to do. Well, as we grow, how can we make sure that we maintain the positive elements of it in additional corridors and minimize the negative? There's a lot of places. I mentioned a 153 in Powdersville. They're already looking at visioning a little bit. So, you know, what are the next steps? Where are the next places that we need to be making decisions today that will impact how they look in 10, 20, and 30 years?
And the biggest thing I think we've talked about is one of the greatest things they need to figure out in the Upstate to capitalize on our potential is the human potential. In other words, making the most of our people. And people may be listening and having great ideas about how to make education stick, how to take people to the next level, how to help people buy into the dream of their community. What do you have to say to them about that?
Well, we asked people in this meeting today, what are the things that are most critical as we look towards the next 20 years as the Upstate? And human potential was number one. But it was also number one when we asked, what is the area that we're not prepared for? And so what we need to make sure as we're moving forward is that we're addressing the things that we struggle with, and human potential is number one at that list. Not to say there aren't some good things happening today,
sure,
but how do we take the positive things, the things that are happening that are good, and replicate those so that it's happening everywhere, and that we minimize some of the negatives that reduce our ability to reach our full potential.
And then we have to get past our geographic boundaries. That's the biggest bottom line.
Absolutely. You know, most of us as residents don't really care about what city or county we're in. We care about our community, about the Upstate. We care about our person, you know, things happening to us. And more, that's about across county boundaries, city and county boundaries,
right,
and looking at things from a regional perspective.
Well, we appreciate it, Dean, and we'll give them Facebook and Twitter links so they can follow along and figure out where they can post and share their information. Thank
Very
you so
good.
Much.
Thank you, Amy.